Good day. This is Paige Estrotori presenting the weekly finance news wrap on behalf of Financial Services Online, your trusted source for personal and business loan finance. For everything finance, remember to visit us at financialservicesonline.com.au. We're kicking off today with a major crackdown in New South Wales on the abuse of first home buyer benefits. Revenue NSW has reclaimed over $9 million from non-compliant applicants in a bid to uphold the program's fairness. This effort, driven by advanced data matching techniques and crucial referrals, resulted in the recovery of funds from 422 cases. It's worth noting that this figure makes up less than 1.3% of all applications. Introduced by the Minns Labor government, the program has so far benefited over 30,000 first-time buyers. The commendable compliance efforts by the team, led by Minister Courtney Hussos and Chief Commissioner Scott Johnston, ensure its benefits reach deserving new homeowners exclusively. A similar story unfolded recently concerning the stamp duty relief scheme. Over 400 homeowners are now facing repercussions for falsely claiming properties as owner-occupied. Thanks to persistent investigations by Revenue NSW, these fraudulent practices were exposed, and again, over $9 million was recovered. Our finance minister and chief commissioner reiterate the importance of maintaining fairness and supporting genuine first home buyers. Indeed, a sigh of relief for the 33,000 beneficiaries who have legitimately benefited in the scheme's first year. Moving on to our next story, the retail sector braces for a challenging holiday season. Economic analysts warn of these struggles, mirroring the ongoing declining trade over the past 18 months. The most recent figures demonstrated retail spending has fallen for 6 of the last 7 quarters. Amid these figures and stagnant wage growth, national real GDP growth up to March was a mere 1.1%, indicating a painstaking retail recession. Retailers are now tasked with adapting to these conditions and appeasing cautious consumer behavior. In somewhat of a silver lining, economic analysts highlight new financial relief measures and potential future recovery, as signs of easing inflation have started to reveal themselves. Last but not least, our Australian banks have also been making headlines. Top executives from the Commonwealth Bank and Westpac are expected to testify before a parliamentary inquiry, as initiated by Treasurer Jim Chalmers. The primary need for transparency and fair treatment comes amidst fluctuating interest rates and increased financial scams. The hearings will press the banks to disclose their rationale behind interest rate decisions and how they intend to address the staggering $2.7 billion lost to scams last year. The sessions kick off tomorrow, with representatives from NAB and ANZ also scheduled to testify. That concludes this week's finance overview. Stay informed, and until next Wednesday, this is Paige Estrotori, signing off for Financial Services Online.